Hi people, welcome back to Dr. Sam's Musings. I hope you're having an amazing week so far, and I wish you the best of the rest of the week. Today I want to talk about something that honestly makes my life so much easier. The awareness of it, the ability to decipher it has really made experiences so much easier. And it's the fact that people project their lives, people project their experiences, people project the state of their minds upon others. So I'm sure everybody knows that person who, you know, assumes that everybody on social media, for example, is living a fake life. Once you see a happy couple, I beg, they're pretending. If they're that happy, they won't need to show it off. If you see somebody that has something, it's fake. If you see, you know, those people that, you know, they don't see anything positive in anything except that they're cynical and they try to read meanings or try to draw some sort of conclusion from it. A lot of times it's because of the state of their minds, and the states of our minds are influenced by so many things, what we're going through, what we've been through, you know, and so much more. So I've learned that a lot of times when people, you know, are mean to you, or they say nasty things about you, or they do certain things to you, it's not really about you per se. It's about where they are in their heads and in their minds at that moment. The people that, you know, no matter how good the intention of what you're doing is, no matter how, you know, God-centric, I've said that there are even people that, even if you talk about Muhammad and Jesus in the same post, they will have something to complain about. They can say, oh, you feel as if you have all the knowledge, you feel as if you do this. There are people like that, and we need to learn not to take these things to heart too much. We need to learn to make excuses for others and just be like, yeah, that's not about me, she's just projecting. There are people that, you know, nothing good, you know, makes them appreciative. They only see negatives. You know, you see a pretty person, everybody's like, oh my God, that girl is so fine. They're like, it's because she's light-skinned. If she don't wear makeup, she won't be as pretty. It's because of inadequacies and deficiencies within them. I remember a conversation that I had many, many years ago, or somebody had where I was many, many years ago. And it was about women that don't observe hijab, that were saying that they feel like women that observe hijab can be very judgmental and whatnot. And they were lumping all of these women that observe hijab under the same cloth. And I remember that somebody had said, no, it's not that women in hijab are judging you. It's that you feel some sort of inadequacy within yourself that makes everything that they say, even when it's good advice, it makes it seem like they're criticizing you, they're being judgmental. Sure, there are people that are judgmental. Sure, there are people that, you know, just have that spirit. But not everybody that gives you advice is being judgmental or is trying to act like they're better than you. They're just giving you advice. But the state of your mind at that time might not be able to grasp that advice. Maybe because you know in your heart that, oh my God, I should be observing hijab. You already have some guilt complex about it. So when someone now tells you the same thing, you automatically go into defensive mode and you label it under criticism or haram police and things like that. All I'm saying is, you know, sometimes examine your heart and examine why the things that people are doing or the things that people are saying, especially when they're positive things, examine why they're making you feel some type of way. I mean, we live in a social media era, and there are people that overshare. There are people that put their entire lives on social media. There are people that, you know, rub us off the wrong way. But I always say, and this is what I always tell people, are they taking billboards and putting it in town? Are they on radio and sharing their feelings or their thoughts or their photos? Are they coming to your house and sharing this information with you? No, they're sharing this on their pages. So if you choose to follow their pages, if you choose to subject yourself to seeing these things and hearing these things, you don't have the right to then complain. That's my opinion. If it's bothering you so much and the things that they say or the things that they do makes you that uncomfortable, then just move. Like literally just stop following them or, you know, mute them or whatever. But you cannot stay somewhere and then complain about what someone else is doing with their space. And a lot of times, if you stop to examine, it's because they make you feel some type of way because of something that you're experiencing. So if you're in an unhappy marriage, for example, it's not going to be very easy to see someone that constantly spews about her marriage. It's not going to be easy for you to see someone that looks really happy. You're going to automatically begin to find, you know, faults and whatnot. If you're married to someone that maybe it's two-faced. Maybe I know people that have complained that they're married to men, that when they're home, they're a different person. When they're outside, they're nicer, they're sweeter. Yes, there are people like that. But when you see a couple that look like they're happy and they're having a great time, you don't automatically assume that, I'm sure the man, when he's at home, is not as nice to her, and project what you're going through upon them. If you are lagging behind in some sort of knowledge seeking, or you're not doing what you ought to be doing, it doesn't mean that everybody that is sharing knowledge, everybody that is teaching something, feels like they're superior to anybody else, or they feel like they know it all. No, they're just sharing. But you feel some inadequacy because you're not where you know you should be. And deep in your heart, you find justification, you know, to kind of pull the other person down in your mind. You know, if you don't feel beautiful about yourself, if you're not happy with your skin, if you're not happy with your hair, if you don't feel pretty, it's going to be hard to keep hearing that someone else is pretty. You're going to start finding justifications in your mind to bring down that beauty because, I mean, why is she pretty? Why is she so pretty? What's so pretty about her? You know, it's all like a projection of what is in your heart. And honestly, the topic that I'm constantly studying in Islam is called Tazkiyatun Nafs, is purification of the heart, or literally purification of the soul, sorry. And this is one of the things that Tazkiyatun Nafs does for you. When you purify your soul, when you ask yourself certain questions, even as regards the things that you look at and the places that you go and the things that you hear, why am I here? Why am I following this page? What is this page doing for me? Does this page, you know, make me better, or does it make me angry and irritated? When you ask yourself those questions, you know to remove yourself from situations that are not serving you in any way. Somebody very dear to me, you know, left social media for a while simply because she just felt like it was making her feel inadequate. She felt like, oh, you know, she was seeing so many people's successes, and she was at a point in her life where she just felt like she didn't have so much going for her. So she was like, let me just leave it so that I don't begin to project what I'm going through upon other people's lives. And that's a healthy, self-aware way of living. You would always meet people that are better than you. You would always meet people, you always see people that are more advanced than you. And because of social media now, we get to see more of those people. Self-awareness is realizing that this person is not the problem. The problem is in my mind. The problem is where I am now. And then the bigger problem is when you have these feelings in your heart and you believe them so much that they become actual fact. And then you go one step further and you pass it on to someone else. So from, I believe that, I don't think that her husband is as loving as she makes him out to be. You call someone and then you make a fact and you say, oh, I know that her husband is not who she makes him out to be, because, and then to buttress your point, you have to tell a lie. And then this becomes, first of all, gossip, and then it becomes some sort of, you know, lie, and, you know, eventually slander that is propagated from one person to another. This is how rumors and these things happen. It's just someone's opinion that becomes fact in their minds, and they pass it on to the next person, and the next person embellishes it and pass it on to the next person, and so on and so forth. So we honestly need to all purify our hearts. Like, if social media bothers you, if you open social media, you immediately feel inadequate, or you feel some type of way, you feel small, leave it. Like, don't subject yourself to turmoil and then paint everything in the colors of your mind or your heart. Self-awareness is realizing, I cannot handle this right now. I don't want to be here. The people that I follow on social media, religious people, like people that spread religious knowledge, and immediately I read their posts, I feel like, hi, Sam, you never even start safe. You haven't even started. Do you understand? The people that I follow on social media, accomplished business owners, and I'm thinking, wow, Sam, you need to work harder. You know, you're doing great, but you need to work harder. But the moment I begin to follow someone and the person makes me begin to feel inadequate in my own efforts, or the person makes me feel, every time I see their posts, I'm emoing or I'm getting irritated, I will unfollow that page quicker than flash, because I recognize in myself that, no, this is Sam, this is you projecting your inadequacies or your, you know, or your feelings upon this person. And, you know, it's so common nowadays, and we need to be very, very careful that we don't fall into this boat. And on the flip side, if someone projects upon you, someone criticizes something that you know that you're doing for good or whatnot, just, you know, make excuses for them and keep it moving. And the funniest, the one that makes me laugh the most are the people that hide under the cloak of you know, Deen or Islam, for example, and you'll say, this one, she will share this on social media. She's not afraid of evil eye. She's not this. Maybe you're the evil eye. Maybe you should watch yourself. Maybe nobody else is putting evil eye on that person except you. Maybe it's what's in your heart. Maybe it's the negative feelings you have towards this person that is making you think about evil eye towards that person. Maybe they're well protected. Maybe they've done their adhkar. Maybe they're posting because Allah has inspired them to post something. So maybe the evil eye is really, really within you. You check yourself. You ask yourself these questions. Why is it that when you see something positive and beautiful and inspirational, the first thing you're thinking about is evil eye? Maybe you're the evil eye. Do you understand? So sometimes we need to really, really introspect. People are not the problems. We're the problems. We project knowingly or unknowingly. And it takes a very self-aware, very self-reflective person to be able to step back and be like, no, this is on me. I'm the one projecting because I'm not happy, because I don't feel as accomplished as I should, because I'm not where I want to be. Anybody that is further along than me automatically makes me feel some type of way. So I'm going to distance myself from people and situations that make me feel that way. Finish. You go and work on yourself until you're able to bear these things. And this is why I always tell people, don't come on social media before building yourself up spiritually. Let your phone not be the first thing you pick up when you wake up in the morning. Go and guard yourself spiritually and emotionally first. And it is not mere coincidence that in Islam and even Christianity, people start the day with worship of God. It's because you have that spiritual armor. You have that guard that protects you. And it's not just physical or spiritual protection. It's also mental and emotional protection. You know, you've praised God. You've prayed to God. You've surrendered to God. Your state, your heart is soft. It's pliant. It's kind. You know, it's filled with light. When you open social media, you are likely to project those things upon social media. You're likely to make excuses for people. You're likely to see things with a positive eye than a negative eye. But if you pick up your phone before you have that guard up, everything will just be irritating you. Everything will make you feel smaller. Everything will make you see negative things. Like you see someone that puts up flowers. And the first thing you think about is, I beg. Flowers are so useless. I don't like, you're just angry. You're just, you know, upset by everything because you haven't guarded your heart. You haven't shielded yourself enough. So I always implore people, let your phone not be the first thing you look at when you wake up in the morning. Go and commune with God. Go and worship and build yourself up and guard your heart. And be sure that you're in the, you know, best state of mind before you go on social media. Don't let it be the first thing you see in the morning or you do in the morning. Other people's lives before your life, bad idea. So I'm going to conclude by saying all of us need to go on a journey of purification of our souls, of our hearts, of our minds. If something is perpetually happening to you, if you stop seeing beauty in things, if you begin to see only negativity in things, stop and ask yourself, what is happening to me? Why is this happening? Why can I not just see something and be happy for this person? Why do I always have to poke holes in people's happiness or people's looks or people's successes? I remember when I just started a few years into Fusion, and you know when Fusion was really gaining momentum. And if you don't know what Fusion is a trade show that one of my companies organizes. And somebody had insinuated that I was married to a rich man who was just, you know, sponsoring me. You know, somebody was just pumping money. I had a sponsor, so to speak. Because that person could not fathom that somebody could work hard and build a brand from the bottom up. So to her, it must be like she must be getting some outside help. That's a projection. It's not on me. Like, don't say that because you cannot imagine the level of work, it seems automatically, like, no, it's not doable. It's doable to me because it doesn't seem doable to you does not mean it's not doable. You know, you see ladies that have worked so hard, they've built beautiful brands, and you begin to think, who is her daddy? Who is her sponsor? She must have a rich boyfriend. She must have a rich father. Come on. Come on. That you're rich doesn't mean you can't work hard. That you have a rich husband or rich father doesn't mean that you cannot decide to do something for yourself and work hard. That's your projection. Maybe because you didn't have a rich dad that could sponsor you, or maybe because you've been working hard at something and it hasn't kicked off yet. So you automatically assume it's because she has extra wealth that hers has kicked off. It could be the case, true, but it might not be the case as well. She might just be more knowledgeable than you. She might just have put in more work than you. Allah might just have given her more baraka than you. So learn not to project your thoughts and your feelings, especially when you're going through something. If you're going through a bad patch in your marriage, for example, don't go and be looking at a page that you know that this person is always posting lovey-dovey photos of her husband and herself. She's not saying that her marriage is perfect, but that's the part that she chooses to show. And if you know that that's the part that she chooses to show, when your heart cannot handle it, don't go there now. It's not like she came to your house with her husband and they are kissing and hugging in front of you. She puts it on her page. You carry your leg or your eyes and you go on her page and then you're complaining and you're saying, they can't be that happy. They can't be so and so. it doesn't make any sense. If you have a child that is struggling with academics, for example, and you follow a page where the woman, you know, shares how her children excel at school and things like that, you will automatically feel as if, oh, she's bragging. They will soon put evil eye on her child. You know, she's bragging, she's this, she's that. Just because your child, you feel like, oh, your own child is not doing as well as that person's child. So a lot of times the problem is not them. People just share stuff. Like, a lot of times it's not that deep. You know, we all have a certain level of narcissism in us, you know, for different things. Some people like to share every single aspect of their lives. Some people are committed to sharing knowledge. Like me, I would find something to come and share because I'm like, this is going to be sadaka jariya for me. So I'm like, what can I teach people? What can I write about today that even if it's one person that takes it and implements it or ponders on it will earn me reward? So that's what honestly prompts and motivates a lot of my write-up on social media. Somebody else can see it as, this one has come again, always writing. She must feel as if she knows it all. That's on you. Me, I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I pray that Allah rewards me for the intention that I've, you know, put forth. But if you come on my page and then you're like, oh, she's always talking about, maybe she's always talking about polygyny, or she's always talking about marriage, or she's always talking about Islam, Islam, Islam. That's on you. Like, go and do what you want on your page. But as long as it's my page and I'm using it for what I want to use it for, your prerogative is to leave if it's bothering you. So know this and know peace. Like, don't project what is going on in your heart and your mind upon other people. It's usually not that serious. It's usually not that deep. You know, for some people, social media is just escapism. For some people, it's just a photo album. For some people, it's just something fun. And for some people, it's a means to a bigger end. It's something that they want to use to achieve a lot more. So wherever you are in your life, wherever you are in your mind, wherever you are in your heart, don't project that upon them. Like, if you see beauty, appreciate beauty for what it is. If you see negativity, correct it in the best way that you can. But don't assume that everybody is pretending or making things up just because you haven't achieved what they have achieved. I remember one conversation that I listened to, and somebody was talking about a lady and her handbags. And I was thinking, this is what we're down to now. This is honestly it. And it was basically that she had a mix of authentic bags and fake bags just to keep up appearances. And I remember that day I went home and I was like, as in, is it really that serious that you look at someone and then you analyze her bags? Is it really that serious in this life? Because you don't have as many bags, you don't automatically assume that it's not possible for anybody to have 10 Birkins. It's not possible for somebody to travel all the time. She must have, come on now. We're all different. Our lives are all different. We don't know the BTSs of people's life. We don't know, you know, what they have. We don't know what they don't have. We don't know their struggles. We don't know how, what God has taken from them that he has compensated in other ways. Stop projecting your life and your mind upon other people. Stop and purify your soul. Purify your heart. Go and wash your eyes and your ears so that when you see things, you appreciate them for what they are and you don't poke holes and give them other meanings. I really hope this episode has made sense. I hope that it helps you if you're in that boat where you project your feelings upon other people, that it helps you step back and take account for it. And if you're in the boat where people criticize you often, that you learn to take it on and realize it's not about me, it's about them. But if you know yourself that there are things that you're doing that are a bit, you know, funny or whatever, there's nothing wrong in cleaning up your act as well and doing better. But if your intentions are pure, if your heart is clean and you're doing certain things and people criticize or poke holes, like the lady that, you know, mentioned to one of my staff that, you know, she didn't know who gave me the right or where I got the right, who gave me the right to write a dua book. You know, for me, those kind of things just make me laugh. And many things will make you laugh. Many things make me laugh. So you need to understand that it's not about you per se, it's about those people. So don't take it to heart too much. And yeah, that's it for my talk this week. I honestly wish you the best of the rest of the week, and I will be back here again next week. Bye.